Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Tuesday, the 8th of Ashar, the 10th of Zilqad, and June the 22nd. The news read by Zahirul Alam. First, the headlines. Restriction imposed on public and vehicular movement in seven districts surrounding Dhaka from this morning till 30th June to contain the spread of COVID-19. Vaccinating people with Pfizer-BioNTech corona vaccine begins. Three hospitals run the program initially. 78 more people die of coronavirus in the country. The infection rate crosses 19% as 4,636 people test positive in a day. Those who failed to implement a single mega project in the country during their regimes are now spreading falsehood about mega projects, says Awami League General Secretary. Bangladesh has turned into middle-income country due to the government's skilled leadership, says Information and Broadcasting Minister. Awami League's advocate Nuruddin Chaudhary Nayon, elected unofficially in by-polls to Lokhipur 2 constituency. WHO says many poor countries do not have enough corona vaccines to continue programs. And in Copa America, match between Uruguay and Chile ends in 1-1 draw. Now the details. The government has imposed restriction on overall activities including public movements in seven districts of the country from 6 this morning till midnight of 30th June. A cabinet division notification said yesterday, considering the current COVID-19 situation, overall activities including public movements in Manikganj, Narayanganj, Munshiganj, Gajipur, Madaipur, Rajbari and Gopalganj districts would remain suspended from 6 this morning. The notification said during the restriction all public and vehicular movements will remain suspended in the districts. However, vehicles carrying law enforcement agency members and engaged in emergency services like transporting agricultural materials, food grains and food products, distributing relief goods and health services, COVID-19 vaccination program, power, water, gas or energy, fire services, ports activities, telephone, internet, mass media, private security management, postal services and office engaged in delivering other emergency and essential goods and services, and their officials and vehicles and good laden trucks and lorries will remain out of the purview of the restriction. The government started administering the first doses of Pfizer-BioNTech corona vaccine to people at three vaccination centers in the country yesterday. The vaccines are being administered at Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujib Medical University, Sheikh Rasel Gastro Liver Institute and Kurmitullah General Hospital in the capital. In each of those centers, 120 people are being inoculated every day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The mass inoculation will start if no adverse effect is found within the observation period of 10 days in the bodies of those vaccinated. Vice Chancellor of Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujib Medical University, Dr. Muhammad Sharifuddin Ahmed, launched the vaccination program at the hospital yesterday. When Professor Farooq Ahmed, Director of Sheikh Rasel Gastro Liver Institute, and Brigadier General Jamil Ahmed, Director of Kurmitullah General Hospital, inaugurated the vaccination drive at the respective hospitals around the same time. It may be mentioned that a consignment of 1,06,000 doses of Pfizer vaccines reached Dhaka on 1st June. The government received the vaccine under the Global Vaccine Sharing Initiative, COVAX. 78 more people have died of coronavirus in the country, bringing the death toll from the pandemic to 13,626. A press release of the Director General of Health Services disclosed this in Dhaka yesterday. The press release said 4,636 people tested positive as 24,057 samples were tested. The rate of infection was 19.27. With this, the total of infection has surged to 8,57,304. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said those who did not show courage and ability to implement a single mega project in the country during their regimes are now spreading mega falsehood about mega projects. He said this while speaking at a press conference on contemporary issues at his office at the Secretariat yesterday. Ubaidul Qadir said, seeing the mega projects in the 10-year present government, it is very usual for those who institutionalize corruption in the country by constructing a building of embezzlement in the name of Hawa Bhavan to be saddened. He said BNP is making false suit to cover up its failures after witnessing mammoth development activities of the government. Ubaidul Qadir said the main aim of BNP is to smear the country's image by making ceaseless falsehood. The Awami League General Secretary said BNP leaders had turned the country into a state of corruption when they were in power. He said BNP stigmatized the country by making it the world champions in the graft for 5 times and people did not forget it. Information and Broadcasting Minister and Awami League Joint General Secretary Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said Bangladesh has turned into a middle-income country due to the government's key leadership. He said this while addressing the signing ceremony of Annual Performance Agreement APA with different organizations of his ministry at the Secretariat yesterday. Information and Broadcasting Minister said Bangladesh has surpassed India in per capita income. Dr. Hussain Mahmood urged the media to focus on the country's progress, alongside criticizing, as the country and the society will move ahead only when people become optimistic about the country. State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Dr. Muhammad Murad Hassan and Information and Broadcasting Secretary Muhammad Maqbool Hussain spoke the occasion. Awami League candidate advocate Nuruddin Chaudhary Noyon has been elected unofficially in by-election to Lokhipur 2 constituency. Besides, polls to 204 Union Parishad, Jhalukati Sadar and Shetab Ganj of Dinajpur Purushaba were held peacefully yesterday. The voting started at 8 in the morning and continued till 4 in the afternoon without any break. Of the Union Parishad, some 173 are in Borishal Division, 2 in Naushendi District, 6 in Ghazipur, 13 in Madaripur, 2 in Sunamganj, 6 in Lokhipur, 1 each in Rangpur and Borguna. Electronic voting machines or EVMs were used in the voting of 20 Union Parishads. The EVMs were also used in Lokhipur 2 by-polls and both Jhalukati Sadar and Shetabganj municipality elections. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website betar.gov.bd. The World Health Organization WHO has said a large number of poorer countries receiving COVID-19 vaccines through a global sharing schemes do not have enough doses to continue programs. WHO Senior Advisor Dr. Bruce Olyat said the COVID programs had delivered 90 million doses to 131 countries. But he said this was nowhere near enough to protect population from a virus still spreading worldwide. The shortages come as some nations in Africa see a third wave of infections. The death toll from COVID-19 has crossed 38,88,000 globally. The number of confirmed cases exceeded 17.95 crore around the world. Among them, over 16.41 crore people have recovered so far. Football. And the match between Uruguay and Chile ended in a draw with one goal each in the match of Copa America football tournament in Brazil last night. In the other match, Argentina beat Paraguay by 1-0 this morning. Finally, weather. And forecast valid till 1 this afternoon says there are chances of rain or thunder showers with temporary south-southeasterly gusty or squally wind at a speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Rangpur, Rajshahi, Pabna, Bogura, Tangal, Manasing, Dhaka, Faridpur, Madaripur, Jessore, Koshtia, Khulna, Borishal, Potuakhali, Noakhali, Kumilla, Chattogram, Cox's Bazar and Sylhet. River posts in these areas shall hoist cautionary signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. Restriction imposed on public and vehicular movements in 7 districts surrounding Dhaka from this morning till 30th June to contain the spread of COVID-19. Vaccinating people with Pfizer-BioNTech corona vaccine begins. 3 hospitals run the program initially. 78 more people die of coronavirus in the country. The infection rate crosses 19% as 4,636 people tested positive in a day. Those who failed to implement a single major mega project in the country during the regimes are now spreading falsehood about mega projects, says Awami League General Secretary. Bangladesh has turned into a middle-income country due to the government's key leadership, says Information and Broadcasting Minister. Awami League advocate Nuruddin Chaudhuri Noyon elected unofficially in by-polls to Lokhipur 2 constituency. WHO says many poor countries do not have enough coronavirus vaccines to continue programs. And in Copa America, match between Uruguay and Chile ends in 1-1 draw. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website www.betar.gov.bd.